Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, as you know, Mr. Brandon Estrella. So, what is on today's agenda? Well, I will tell you. So, I just got finished listening to a Young Turks podcast. And you know that they're always full of shit, at least about 99.9999999999999% of the time. And they were talking about, oh, why didn't they have more police presence there? Talking about the Capitol building. Why did they just let the right-wingers through? If that was Black Lives Matter, if that was Antifa, they would have had the military, they would have, but of course. Okay, so let's go back down to planet Earth for a second. Let's think here logically. Why would the police not have a huge amount of police presence when it is known that a Make America Great Again rally was going to be there in Washington, D.C.? Let's think real hard. And then I have some other stuff to get into about this regarding the difference between a BLM protest and a MAGA protest. And apparently, BLM gets a pass by Cenk Uygur and Anna Kasparian from the Young Turks because the reason that they were doing it, the reason they were rioting was justified because they were against police, so it was justified. But I digress, so let's get into this. So, historically, what has happened during a BLM or a Antifa protest? It turns into riots. About 99% of the time, it turns into a riot. Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Kenosha, Oakland, Scottsdale. I mean, shall I go on? Every time there has been a protest, it has turned into a riot. And I'm not trying to make things up. You're more than welcome to go look it up for yourself. But the reason why there was not a lot of police presence there and why everyone's kind of shocked that this happened is because historically and statistically, I am not trying to back that up. I am not trying to say that they were right, and I am not condoning any of this, but historically, the right-wing protesters generally don't attack police. They don't burn down buildings. They don't throw Molotov cocktails and shoot up cars at an ICE detention center. Still waiting for the Young Turks to do that story because they conveniently have constantly ignored it, even though they report on every tiny little thing somebody on the right wing does. But we all know what type of reporters there are. I really hate them if that's not apparent at this point. But anyways, yeah, they don't burn down the fucking town. For the first time that I've ever seen, the right wingers actually caused some shit. They actually broke stuff. Now, yes, I can hear somebody in the back, hey, but what about those two guys from Proud Boys that shot the cops? Yes, you in the back, congratulations. You got two people out of a huge movement, out of hundreds and thousands of people. You found a few. But there was also that one guy. Yeah, you found three people. Great. Who else? Anybody else in the back? There was also that other guy. Yeah. You found a few people. Congratulations. Which were later condemned. And look, I'm not saying it's right. Not one bit. I'm not going to be like the left. I'm not going to be like the Young Turks and be like, oh, because of the reason they were doing it, it was right for them to break into that fucking office and take everything and smash stuff. No, because the reason behind it was justified. No. There is no justification for this type of behavior because it solved nothing. People are not listening. But I'm getting ahead of myself. My point is, the reason that the police presence was pretty lacking there is that when they heard, like I said at the beginning, when they heard that there was going to be a Make America Great Again protest, they weren't thinking, well, suit up, guys. Hope you're wearing your fire retardant stuff because we're going to get a bunch of Molotov cocktails launched at us. No, that's not what they were thinking. They were thinking, at the worst, they were going to have a bunch of dudes in camouflage
Maybe with AR-15s. But again, even when they have AR-15s, they're not shooting anyone. There's not a single shot fired at any of these things. They go over relatively peaceful, except for this moment. And from what I know, it wasn't any of the protesters or rioters, whatever you want to call them, that were actually shooting. From the video that's circulating around, it looks like a negligent discharge. Attack me if you want. But that's what it looked like because he had his finger on the trigger. I don't know if he meant to shoot or not, but from what I saw in the video, it looked like a negligent discharge because then after he fires the shot, he cants his weapon to the right and then looks at it kind of like that, oh shit. Not that he was like, you know, if somebody is going to shoot someone, especially if you're in law enforcement, you're going to fire and you're going to keep your weapon trained on that individual because you're going to wait for the follow-up. You're going to wait for that follow-up shot just in case you need it. But he shot her in the neck, which is a weird place to shoot her. She fell, he canted his weapon, and he kind of had that oh shit stance. Like he didn't mean for that to happen. I mean, the end result's not any different, whether he meant to do it or not, she's dead. But I'm just saying I don't think he meant to do it. And I'm not saying that that relieves him, it was completely irresponsible, and you know, I'm sure something's going to happen to him. Or maybe not, I don't know. You know, there's also the saying that if you play with matches, you will get burned. Play stupid games. But the whole reason why the police presence was not amped up during this is because they did not think for one second that a bunch of Make America Great Again dudes were going to attack police and destroy something that is that is symbolic of the thing that they love, America. And they're like, oh, and then Cenk would be like, oh, they don't love America, they hate America. They hate America. They hate our democracy. They want a dictator in office. Whether you believe it or not, these people feel like the election was screwed. And I can't think of how many times the left has said the same thing. And the only difference between the left and the right is when the left goes to protest, it usually ends up with Mrs. Paul's house burning down. Or John's coffee shop getting torched. Not that these people had anything to do with it. But no, they were just conveniently there. So why not burn it? That is the difference between the right and the left. When the left gets pissed, everybody that stands in their way is going to get it. You remember those videos of BLM going attacking people at dinner? People are just sitting down trying to have a fucking peaceful dinner during an epidemic. And you have BLM running in, pulling and kicking their food off of their table, yelling and screaming at them. And for what? Those people didn't do anything. It's people with their families, with their kids. This is why people don't like BLM. This is why they call them a terrorist organization. This is why they call Antifa a terrorist organization. And statistically and historically, the right wing has not done this. That is why the police presence was lacking. That is why even when it started getting ramped up, I'm pretty sure they didn't think that that was going to happen. They were probably like, you know what? These guys are pissed. I get it. But I don't think they're going to do anything. And then when they started doing shit, did you see the look on those cops' face? Yeah, they were pretty surprised. But again, the Young Turks are like, oh, there's no difference. There's violence and violence. It doesn't matter. So according to Cenk Uygur and Anna Kasparian and John Ideola from the Young Turks, they get a pass. BLM and Antifa get a pass because the things that they were mad at was justified. Now, I do believe that there are cops out there that definitely need to get their ass handed to them. Absolutely. But the whole thing with hate all cops, no, I'm not down with that. Because there's a lot of good cops out there. The majority of cops are good. And I've dealt with a lot of cops. Live with cops. Worked with them. Have friends that are cops. So. But yeah. Either way you slice it, this all comes down to this was not expected. And I don't care how much, you know, the fucking poopy boy bitches and moans and cries. It has nothing to do with what happened. It's what happened before. That is what people go by. It's kind of like if you touch a hot stove. All right. And you're like, oh, wow, I think I just got burned. Well, yeah. So, if they see something historically happening, they're probably going to be like, well, they burned down the whole city of Kenosha, so maybe we need to be better prepared for next time. What happened with the right wingers? They stood around and they chanted USA, USA. Then they went home. And then later on, they bought all the cops their pizza and they bought waters for them. Yeah, that's what happened. Oh, so we don't need more cops? No, we're good. And I think that with the Young Turks not seeing this, it's not that they don't want to see it. They know. This is the reason why their side is always getting the bird. But if they admit it, it proves they're wrong. And people like Chank and Anna have so much pride. They can't possibly admit they're wrong. It will crush their world. Like, that will absolutely destroy them. It really would. So, I can go and talk about the Young Turks all day, but I really don't want to, because I don't want to give those people any more rent space in my head, even though they do a pretty good job at it, and it sucks, and it's something that I've been dealing with, but those fucking people just get on my nerves so much. I mean, there are some times when we do agree on stuff. Like, for instance, Anna the other day, a couple weeks ago, she was like, oh, I think they should publish Peterson's book. I guess Peterson in there was talking about his position on transgenders or something like that. I don't know. But they said that they don't want to publish. It was Penguin Publishing, and they don't want to publish his book because he's a right-wing zealot, and he's a Nazi, and, you know, the same old BS. Peterson is not a right-wing zealot. I don't even think he's right-wing. He's religious, but he's not a right-winger. I think he's just an average guy that, you know, has his own views. He's average. He's an average Canadian. And he's just well-educated. And I think that pisses the left off sometimes. But because he doesn't agree with their ideology. That's how you get to be the enemy of the left. You don't agree with their ideology, and you challenge some of their narratives. That's how you piss them off. But anyways, guys. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and I really can't begin to unravel it all right now, but we got some problems, but I think we'll be okay. I'm not losing hope, sitting here getting ready for the day because I work graveyards, but I hope everyone is having a great day, great morning, great evening, wherever you are, and in any case, we will prevail, we will get by this. And I hope things get better. But one message I do want to leave you with is, and I hate sounding like a freaking nut, but I'm worried about the Second Amendment. I really am. Because we just gave people that hate firearms We just gave people that hate firearms the most complete control. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But if it's anything like we did when we went back and told the ATF to go kick rocks when they tried to ban the sig brace a couple months ago, then we might prevail. And that's if you care about your Second Amendment rights. I care about all rights. I've always said that. I care about the First, I care about the Second, the Third, the Fourth, the Fifth. I care about the Constitution as a whole. It's rights that we have that if we don't protect them, we lose them, and then we will never get them back. Case in point, we will never see machine guns again. Some people think that that's a great idea. But like I've always said, I believe in total freedom. I think that if you're responsible with something, it shouldn't matter. But yeah, we'll never see machine guns again. They're gone for good. Partly because of, you know, the political ideologies behind it. And the other part is that people who own them definitely don't want to lose their investment. That's for sure. But anyways, guys, I hope you have a great one. And thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. And we will talk to you all later. I got multiple personalities. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us. I'll talk to you guys later. Take care and have a great evening, morning, or good night.